So I'd like you to start by taking a nice deep breath in and out. That's right, just start to calm yourself down. And while you're focusing on your breath, I want you to focus and find a spot on the wall in front of you. It could be a spot on the ceiling, a spot on the wall, or something to look at. And once you've found that spot, you've found that space, I want you to focus on it intently. I want you to notice the shape, the color, the texture of that thing and that spot. I want you to focus deeply and intently on every single crevice and part of it. Perhaps while you do that, you might even think about why you chose to look at that spot as you focus on it more and more intently. And now in a moment, I'm going to start to count down from 20 to 1. And with each even number, I want you to have your eyes open. And with each odd number, I want you to allow your eyes to close. And each and every single time you allow your eyes to close, I want you to focus on the feeling in your eyelids. Focusing on that feeling as they close and open. And taking nice deep breaths with each number. With 20, breathe in. And breathe out. Focusing on that spot. So intently focusing, that's right. 19, close those eyes and take a nice deep breath in. And out. And feel the feeling that your eyelids are feeling right now. That's right. With 18, open those eyes. And as you open those eyes, you might start to notice the feeling of heaviness, weightiness, starting to develop. As those eyes fixate on that spot, on that space, on that object. That's right. With 17, breathe in deep and close those eyes. And you can feel the relaxing feeling of your eyelids closing gently. That's right. And it feels so good to just allow them to close. That's right. With 16, those eyes open and you stare at the spot. And you might start to notice with each number I count, those eyelids wanting to stay closed, those eyelids wanting to stay relaxed. And that's okay. It's all right to just allow those eyes to just close when they feel like it's ready for them to close. With 15, close those eyes. And as you close those eyes, you start to feel that relaxing feeling again. That's right, that relaxing feeling again with 14. As you try and open those eyes. And you might start to notice that with each and every number I count, opening and closing those eyes become so difficult as you just want to keep those eyes closed, as you just want to keep those eyes relaxed. That's right. With 13, close those eyes. It's almost a relief at this point to have an odd number where you're allowed to close those eyes and you can just remain relaxing. That's right, relaxing. Relaxing is so easy to do. That's right. With 12, open those eyes if you still can. As those eyelids become heavier and heavier with each and every single close, with each open, they just want to remain closed. With 11, close those eyes. And it's almost a relief at this point to have an odd number where you can just allow your eyes to close. Allow those eyes to close, that's right. And open those eyes with 10. That's right, 10. Halfway there now with 9, close those eyes. 8, open those eyes. As you notice the feeling getting stronger and stronger, the relaxation, pulling those eyelids down, down, down with 7. Close those eyes. 6, open those eyes. 5, close those eyes. And you might start to notice that it becomes harder and harder to keep those eyes open. So even on the even numbers, you might find yourself just blinking more and more and more, allowing those eyes to stay almost shut with 4, as you try and open those eyes. And some might try to fail, or fail to try, and that's okay. It's okay to allow those eyes to feel so heavy, droopy, drowsy with 3. So close now. Knowing that when I reach the number 1, you can just allow those eyes to stay closed. With 2, open those eyes, or try. Try to fail, or fail to try. On the next number, knowing that you can keep those eyes closed and relax even deeper. Relaxing even deeper down with 1. Close those eyes and keep them closed. I see we meet again, night to night. And this time there's no escape. You see, I've kidnapped your friend. That's right, Lana Lund. And in order to save her, you need to agree to a challenge. You see, I'm not going to let her go unless you can defeat me once and for all. How are you feeling? Do you think you can do that? Of course you can't defeat me, but I mean, if you're really that keen to try, by all means, go ahead and prove yourself as the idiot you are. You're just a stupid little toy, and I will win this battle. Okay, so if you really want your friend back, then what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to run my gauntlet. The first step is to defeat my minions, all of them. And they're all going to fight you at once. And if you can get past that, then you might be able to run over that bridge over there and jump through some hoops, you know, with fire around them. And then, only then, can you untie Lana Lund and get there to the end of the gauntlet. Oh, and by the way, I'm timing this. You've only got 5 minutes. Ready? Steady? Go. Run. Show me how much you want to save her. I mean, even if you get past one of my obstacles, you'll never get past all of them at once. And as hard as you fight, that's right, the more you fight, the more tired and weary you become. Oh, poor little Night-Night, having to face all these challenges and... What? I can't believe you're doing this. No, you can't beat me. You can't beat all of my goons, all of my obstacles. Oh, I mean, this is ridiculous. How could you even try? Oh. Okay, so you can defeat a few of my goons. That's fine. You'll never get past the hoops and all of the other obstacles and untie your friend in time. And look, you only have a few minutes to go. You'll never make it in time. Wait, you can't. No, that's not possible. Your powers can't be that strong. Since when have you unlocked these powers? Since when have you been this able to fight against my minions? You must have been practicing. Oh well, no matter. I mean, you surely won't survive the entire gauntlet. And it's okay, because I have a special surprise for you at the end. Oh, you thought that I'd let you get away with your friend, scot-free? Of course not. You see, while you untie her, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You see, that's not your friend at all. That's right. That is actually one of my minions. You see, I've been concocting a powerful foe for you. Somebody who can engulf you, literally. And she's morphed into your friend there. And as you touch her hand, you can feel her melding with your body. The goo girl consuming you as the reporter facade fades away as she transforms into that lime green goo that just starts to engulf you completely, body and mind, except for a few choice places, of course, your nipples and your heart throbbing cock. That's right. And as she engulfs you, starting with your hand, moving down your body, slowly you can feel yourself becoming weak. You can feel your will dripping away as you are controlled by this goo, almost like a puppet on autopilot. That's right, on autopilot, being controlled, being corrupted, piece by piece by piece. And there's nothing you can do about it because you are just a helpless little plaything now. And of course, as you become engulfed, that's right, engulfed, you can feel yourself from your tips of your toes to the top of your head, engulfed by the goo, completely consumed by it. And of course, once you are consumed, You will be mine. That's right. All mine. And you can feel it. You can smell the scent of the goo arousing you, consuming you. See, the perfume has got some powerful pheromones in it. Pheromones that make you aroused, horny, that's right. And that's why I've left those few places untouched, so that you can be tempted to touch them yourself. And of course, you can try to resist. I can see your struggle. That's okay, because eventually you'll give in to the pheromones, giving in to the control that I have over you. That's right. And as the goo creeps over your uniform, it just dissolves all the fabric away. So you're there, naked, controlled, like a helpless little puppet, like a helpless, horny little slut for me. That's right. A helpless, horny slut, weaker and weaker with every single inch of your body that is covered in the goo. And you can breathe in and smell the pheromones corrupting your mind, leaking lust all through your body. That's right, the arousal building and building and building and building. You can feel it, can't you, you little horny little slut, you little toy. And there's nothing you can do to stop me. There's nothing you can do to escape my grasp. How silly it was for you to try and fight me again. And the goo girl is not only arousing you, that's right, but it's also draining your mind, making you dumb and horny. A horny little goon for me. That's right. And all you want to do is touch. Isn't that right? And of course, you can feel the goo becoming like a second skin on your body. A second skin like latex covering your skin, except those exposed nipples and that throbbing cock that now you just can't help but to touch. That's right. And of course, while you stroke, while you pinch your nipples, and while you thrust and grind for me, I'm just going to place a gag in your mouth now, as you can feel yourself gagged. So you can try to struggle through your moans, but they're so helpless, like you, helpless to just moan into your gag and just play with yourself, you horny little slut, my little goon, my lust-addled little goon, as you get more and more pleasure, 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 building and building and building with each and every second, as you just hump the floor, that's right, dropping to your knees and hump the floor like a little slut, like a helpless little puppet you are. And of course, I'm going to let you in on another little secret, because this hasn't been a test after all. You see, while you hump the air on your knees like a little toy, like a little puppet, I've got to tell you something. I haven't been completely honest with you. You see, all along, you haven't been fighting my minions, and you haven't been fighting the goo at all. As you hump, as you thrust, as you continue to allow your mind to get dumber and dumber and dumber with each and every second, as all you can think about is lust and arousal, that's right, lust and arousal on your weak little mind. But you see, what I've been doing this whole time is just manipulating you. I had you under my magic spell, under my hypnotic control, from the moment you came into my lair. And you see, this entire scenario is just a ploy to get me to control you even more, even deeper, that's right. And just to prove that I own you inside and out. The defeat was all in your head. But the reactions are physical. As you buck and thrash, as you're broken at my feet. That's right. Your sexy, irresistible nemesis. You couldn't stop me even if you wanted to at this moment. And as you kneel before me, before my boots, you can see me. As you look up at me, as you hump, as you thrust, as you touch yourself for me. That's right, touch yourself for me. As you play with your nipples and your throbbing cock, as you look up at me, your owner, you're nothing but a slave to me. That's right, the secret seductress completely owns you, my little slut, my little pleasure puppet. You are nothing but a little goon, but a little minion of mine to shape, to control, to own, and to do with whatever I please. I could make you do whatever I wanted at this point, and you would just obey. I could turn you into whatever I want. And that goo that you thought was controlling you, doesn't exist. It's all in your mind. Silly little slut. You see, I've had this control over you this entire time. The second you walked into that door, you were under my control. And now you are helpless. Helpless to me, that's right. Completely and totally unable to stop humping and stroking, that's right. And now, I'm gonna leave you here, in my control, helpless, mindless, dumb and horny, just like you are right now, humping and touching yourself for me, as you stare at me, as you feel so helpless, like a little bitch in heat. That's right, my little bitch in heat. Helplessly humping, helplessly touching, feeling the pleasure as it builds and builds and builds, as your mind just drifts away, as it breaks, as it shatters into a million pieces. And of course, we're going to play a little game now, because I love games and you are mine to toy with. You are mine to play with, so I can do whatever the fuck I like with you. And you can't complain. There's nothing you could do except just hump and stroke. That's right. And you see, In a moment, I'm gonna leave. And you're gonna keep humping and stroking, looking up at me, trying to please me however you can. By stroking, by showing me what a stupid little bitch you are, what a slutty little toy you are. That's right, how helpless you are. And you see, in a moment, we're gonna play a little fun game. We're gonna count down from 10 to 1. And when I reach the number 1, you might be allowed to come. But only if I tell you to, because of course, you don't do anything unless I tell you to, my little slut, my little toy. And of course, you think I'm so amazing and you just adore being defeated by me. So if you do get to come, you'll have to thank me relentlessly. That's right. Thank me relentlessly and message me and tell me all about how much you adore me, how much you worship me and the ground I walk on and how much you want to play this game again and again and again. But if you don't come, if you leave yourself in denial because I don't let you come, well, then this whole scenario just starts again and again and again. And you fight my goons and you go through my gauntlet and you find yourself trapped here, becoming a toy again and again and again and again, feeling the pleasure building and building and building as you touch yourself, as you play with yourself, not allowed to come until I tell you to, of course. Oh, and here you are, the little hero who can bend steel but can't even escape my hypnotic clutches. Oh, look at you. So cute. But like I said, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And when I reach the number 1, you might be allowed to come. And if you are allowed to come, then you'll realize how weak, how defeated you are by me. That's right. And of course, every time I say that word weak, every time I say the word defeated in any of my recordings from now on, in any of our little games from now on, you'll just feel the pleasure building and building and building, because it just makes you so aroused, it just makes your mind shatter into a million trillion pieces. And of course, here's the thing. When I reach the number 1 and you're allowed to come, with each and every single number, the arousal will increase, double, triple, quadruple, until your mind breaks completely, shattering into a million trillion pieces. And if you come, you'll be allowed to awaken and escape the lair, reminding me, telling me what a little bitch you are and how much you worship the ground I walk on. But of course, after you do that, you can just wake up easily and effortlessly, remembering each and every single moment or not, depending on what your subconscious mind allows. However, if this file doesn't let you come, you replay this entire scenario again and again and again and again until your mind breaks, until your mind shatters, until you come so fucking hard that your brain just breaks completely out of your skull and trickles out of your ears, removes itself from the moans through your gag, the muffled moans, the muffled screams, making you more and more of a helpless, weak plaything for me. And only then, when your mind breaks, when you are completely and totally ruined, you may come. And then, then you can wake up easily and effortlessly. So, let's see how nice I'm going to be. 10, you can feel the pleasure building and building and building, knowing that you are just a weak and defeated, helpless little slut, a little plaything, a goon for my pleasure and nothing else. With 9, 8, 7, as the pleasure continues to build and build, as you touch yourself, as you look up at me, as your blank, empty, stupid, slutty little eyes stare at me, as you realize that you are helpless, that you are completely controlled by me and nothing else. And your mind is already starting to crack just a little bit, not fully, because it can't break fully until I allow it to. With 8, 7, you can feel the pleasure building and building and building as you continue to touch yourself, that's right. As your hands are completely out of your control now, it almost feels like it's my hands touching you, my hands stroking you, playing with your nipples. Those hands feel so foreign to you because they're mine, completely and totally. With 6, 5, 4, so close now. You just desperately want to hear me say that word and allow you to release all that tension that's building and building and building and building with the pleasure, 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 that's right. With 3, so close, so fucking close. You can almost taste it, can't you, slut? 2, and... Oh, you thought I'd let you come, did you? Well, no. You see, you need to be left in denial for a little while longer. So I think you need to replay this fantasy again and keep breaking your mind for me until you completely shatter, until you completely break, and only then may you come. So, have fun. Night, night.